Hey there, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Winject Radio presented by Winject Studios. How are you? Okay. I am Nina Perez from Straight Talk No Sugar Added, and I'm so glad that you are here with me today. I am here to relieve our buddy Chris. I am hearing like I'm hearing me talk again in my ear for some reason. There we go. Anyway, guys, I want to thank you so much for being here. I'm relieving my buddy, Chris. I know that I am much better looking. Sorry, Chris. And anyway, I'm here to continue to do this amazing work that we are doing here on Winject. And I love everything that's happening here, right? So Chris is going to be in the background doing a bunch of amazing things. And I am here to fill in his shoes. Well, I got my own damn shoes, right? I got my own damn shoes, but I am here. So I appreciate you coming here on the Winject with us today. And I'm going to be here every Monday at 11 as long as Chris will allow me. So go ahead and make sure that you click subscribe and make sure you smash that like button, because I am here to make sure that we are going to connect with one another. So you see that number floating on the bottom here. That is to text the community below. Make sure that you go ahead and do that as well. There's like a lot of amazing things happening at Winject, and I am super stoked to be a part of it. Now, they are taking podcasters and putting them in with their consumers and like really actually attaching us as a big community with one another. And there's so many amazing, cool things happening at Winject that I couldn't even explain it all if I wanted to. So you need to head over to winject.com and check that out, because it is really, really great. And I'm really so excited to be a part of this. So if you're watching the replay, go ahead and make sure that you comment replay below. I'm going to try to come back and make sure that I get to all of your questions and comments, because I love to connect and engage with you. So thank you for being here with me. I am so stoked. All right. So I wanted to talk to you guys today about some things that I have been challenged with, right? That's the only way I know how to be anyway, is like real. So some of the things that I've been challenged with, and I'm really going to take a guess that a lot of you too, is with productivity and being overwhelmed. And these are the things that like, I kind of like want to talk about, because I like to dig into what we are really going through. And so when it comes to productivity and being overwhelmed, you sometimes don't know like what starts and what to end, right? And so if, I don't know about you guys, but I have been caught up in listening to so many things. So listening to like multiple webinars and seminars and joining multiple courses and enrolling myself in all of these things. And I've realized that I was becoming like a consumer instead of actually having, some kind of an out for this, right? Some productivity coming out of it. I was more consumed with all of this stuff, right? So all of these things that were coming, all of these webinars and all of these courses and all of these books, and I'm over here joining all of these things, but I'm looking at myself and saying, wow, you're really consuming a lot of information, but you are not becoming an action doer. You're not finishing anything well. And I realized that even though I was really consuming all of this stuff, I'm not productive. I wasn't productive. In fact, I was feeling a little bit stuck, right? So I know for me, I have consumed so much information. And I'm wondering if you're feeling like this too, where you're struggling with a little bit of anxiousness or FOMO, right? Which is the fear of missing out, that overwhelm, that stagnation, that feeling stuck kind of feeling that we get when we are trying to do too many things. And because we're trying to do too many things and are consuming too many things and too much info, we actually just procrastinate and we just are not completing the things that we're supposed to be completing. And I realized this for me was occurring. So instead of me focusing on my present journey, what I am doing right now, enjoying this process, I was thinking about the next thing I had to join, the next book I had to read, the next client I had to be with, the next, and nothing for right now, this present moment. I realized also that I've been getting caught up in a lot of armchair experts. I have a friend of mine, his name is Brian Penso. He's always talking about these armchair experts that give you tons of advice, right? Tons of advice. Everybody's a guru. And they probably aren't even utilizing that thing themselves, right? They're not even doing it for themselves, yet they're telling you what to do. And I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be somebody who gives you information that I won't do for myself. Someone who acts like an armchair expert of so many things, but an expert ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? So I also don't want you to have to feel this anxious feeling, right? This feeling of, oh man, I'm going to miss out if I don't join X. I'm going to miss out if I don't watch this or if I don't read that. I tell you what you're missing out on. What I was missing out on is the freaking journey, right? It's the moment. It's the now. I'm always looking at the next thing and I have to pull back to realize that this present, this right now is a present. This is current. This is in my face. This is right now, right? So right now at this moment, hello, your girl is on Winject TV. I am taking the time slot of our Chris Ross with his blessing. And I'm going to enjoy this damn moment as long as I can. Okay? I don't know if he's going to boot me off anytime soon, but hopefully he won't. So I'll continue my message. Here's what I need to do. I need to get myself present. I want you to get yourself present in this moment. And if you're someone who struggles with that overwhelm, with that doubt, with that anxiousness, right? With that limiting belief that you can't do it. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's crap. That's bullshit. Okay. I want you to actually know that you can. And I want to give you some steps so that you can actually move forward, so that you can actually do what it is you want to do and not be stuck. Because I'm telling you, it is super frustrating, right? When you are having like all of these great ideas and all of this great information and all of these things that you want to accomplish and you're trying to get them done, but you realize that you're getting to a place where you're overwhelmed and stagnated. And that is an awful place to be, right? Anything that stagnates starts to stink a little bit. You know what I mean? So it is really, really important that when you start to get into what it is you want to do in life, whether it's your career, whether it's starting your own business, whether it's impacting people's lives, coaching, whatever that is, whatever business, whatever, you need to pause for a second. Know where you are. Pause and wait. See where it is, right? And so I'm going to give you some tips on what it is I had to do and what I do with my clients, right? To get them to the next place so that they're not stagnant. A lot of times we're just stuck because we got too much damn information, not because we don't have enough, because we have too much, right? Thank you, Google. Thank you, internet, right? For always overloading us. I mean, you even go to the supermarket. You said, I just want a box of crackers and you got 52,000 crackers to choose from. Which cracker do I choose, right? So I wanted you guys to just get these steps into your life and let me know. Let me know. Leave a comment. Leave something on there so that I know that you have receiving this, that this is actually giving you some value. So one of the first things I do is I sit still and I take deep breaths. I take six of them. And the reason I do six is because I feel like it takes you a few before you actually come into yourself and realize that you need to be paused. So I inhale calm and I exhale frustration. And I do that with every breath. I do it six times because I need to get my mind right. So I want you to let go of overwhelm. I want you to let go of stress. I want you to let go of fear of missing out. I want you to let go of confusion. And I want you to inhale peace, inhale calm. That's going to really change the neural pathways of your brain and help you to sit in the moment that you are in. I had to do that for this moment, this amazing moment being here on WinJack TV, being here for Chris Ross and being able to pour into your life. And so those six breaths helped me center myself. And after I did the six breaths, the next thing I do is I actually look around me and I try to connect with my environment. I try to connect with the colors. So I look and see what the reds are and the yellows and the beiges and the whites and all of the colors that are around me. I try to really and just look at where I am. I also try to hear the sounds. I just heard my air conditioning pop on, right? I try to really pay attention to what's happening, the sound of my voice, my dog's barking, whatever it is, try to connect with those sounds. So I want you to use your five senses to connect yourself to your environment. So after your deep breaths, now you're calm. So now connect yourself with where you are. Look around you. I mean, smell, right? I have a nice cup of cappuccino I made for myself this morning. Connect yourself with your environment. Look around and see if your office area or wherever you are at that moment is a mess. Give yourself a second and tidy up a little bit, because I'm telling you that your messy environment can cause a messy thought process. So take a second and do that. The other thing I do is I prioritize, right? So I try to actually put a list of what it is I want to do, because I have so much stuff I want to do. I mean, this girl right here does not sit still for a second. Somebody called me a freight train on fire coming through a tunnel. I was like, dang, really? I guess so. I have so many things I want to do. And so I pour myself all the time in doing too many things, right? So I'm a freight train lit on fire coming through a tunnel. Dang, right? Anyway, so I realized that, wow, is that the perception that I'm giving? I mean, yes, I do a lot of things, and yes, I get overwhelmed, and yes, I am a freaking powerhouse, and I do what I gotta do, and I get it done. But I want to do it in peace, and I want to do it without a constant stress on my life, right? So I prioritize. I look at the items that I want to do, the things that I'm overwhelming, the things that I try to, like, if I'm doing like mindset, I like have 50 things on mindset I want to do, right? So what I'm trying to do is take that list of things that I want to do and I prioritize them according to what I think is most important. And I pick those things that I'm very interested in, and then I learn about that thing. And I have to really enjoy the journey of it, instead of, oh, this mindset thing, and then this guru contacts me, and this one texts me, and this one emailed, and now I got 50 things on mindset that I can do, right? But I have to stop doing that, because I literally have enrolled myself in so many things that I enrolled my brain out. So I enrolled myself in, but I enrolled my brain out, right? So be productive. Enjoy the one thing. Stop joining every freaking webinar, seminar, course, book club. You don't have to join everything. Enjoy the thing that you want to learn about. Pause for a second and enjoy it. You don't need 50 things. You can do the one thing. You know, you got to remember too that as you're doing that, you have life still going on around you. You still have bills to pay and family to take care of and business to run and all of that, right? So don't overwhelm yourself with even more things. Do the one thing well. You will be really, really grateful that you did, and so will your brain, right? I had to come to that realization that my time is very valuable. And this thing that I want to do is very valuable too, but it has to happen in a way that I can enjoy that while still enjoying my life. And even when you choose to do the one thing you want to do, right? Make sure that you are also prioritizing that as well. Hey, Ken. So make sure that you're doing that as well, all right? Even if you got it, okay, so let's use my example of my mindset, right? The mindset I teach my clients, So I want to get really freaking good at mindset. The thing is there is billions of information out there on mindset. So even though the one thing I do want to do, I have to make sure I pull back and I prioritize that as well. Now, when I work with people, I work on goals, accountability, mind flow, okay, and energy. And they're all super freaking important. And of course, I want to learn about all of them all the time really fast. And what's happening is I'm realizing that, yes, I'm helping my clients, but I'm not helping Nina, okay? Because you get overwhelmed. I have to choose what I want to be an expert in and take my time to do that well, even if I have to do one bit at a time. You're not even promised tomorrow anyway, so enjoy the freaking journey. Enjoy the journey. Don't overwhelm yourself. Consume a bit at a time. You're not being a superhero by having 50 things that you have to do. That's not a superpower. Take your freaking time. I do a lot of this work with really mission-driven, high-performing people, right? So they got to get it done, right? But they don't realize that it takes time for them to get their goals, accountability, their mind flow, their energy, all working together to flow together. It's not going to happen all at once. And I can tell you that it's not going to happen all at once. Now, have you ever ate breakfast and as you're eating breakfast, you're making lunch and then consuming lunch. And as you're consuming lunch, you're making dinner and consuming dinner. No, of course you're not doing that because it doesn't make any freaking sense, right? So don't do that to your brain. Don't overconsume in your brain. The same way your body cannot overconsume like that because it's not healthy and good for your body, then it's not healthy and good for your brain either. Okay? Keep honing in on your craft. Always, exactly, always busy doing nothing. And this is what happens to our brain. Right? So you have to know that. You have to be able to practice that resistance, if you will. Okay. Now, it's not always easy, but it's damn well doable. So stop making excuses and pull back for a second and do it. Sometimes saying yes to everyone is not what you're supposed to be doing. There are things as no, and no is a complete sentence. And sometimes you have to say no to yourself as well. And I had to do that. Listen, I went to school. I did my NLP practitioner. Then, of course, I had to do my NLP master's. Then I had to get into course creating. Then I had to get into social media and personal branding and all that. And I was doing that shit all at the same time. And the truth is I kept enrolling myself to the point where I wasn't a pro at anything because I had too much info. I was frustrated. I was pissed off because I had no time. No time for me, no time for my family, and my brain could not keep up. Okay? I decided that I'm going to live presently and will keep learning for the rest of my days, whatever that means. It could mean one day, it could mean 20, it could mean hundreds of years. I don't know. But what I do know is that I am going to live presently. And I need you to take your time to consume things individually, one at a time, one after the other. Don't eat your breakfast with your lunch, with your dinner at the same time. Your brain cannot consume that. It just can't. All right? Give yourself permission to stop multitasking all the time. It is okay to do one thing right at a time. It is okay. All right, we juggle enough already. You have too much crap already. Too much, right? So make sure that you do this. Break it down. Try to really break what you are doing down into steps. So remember, take deep breaths, 6 of them. I feel like 6 is the magic number. Okay. And then I really want you to check out your environment. Look around you. See what's around you. Be present in your moment. Listen to your breathing. Look at the colors around you. Look at your environment. See what you have to do to tidy up. What do you have to do? Okay. And then prioritize. And prioritize not just the list of everything you want to do, but prioritize your priority. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Chris, you are thebomb.com. And I thank you so much for letting me sit in your space in my own shoes. I am grateful to Winject TV, Winject Radio. I am so happy to be here. All right. So change what you can. And don't worry about the shit you can't change, because you can't change it anyway, right? Thank you guys so much for being here with me. I am Nina Perez. Straight talk, no sugar added. Be a straight talker. I will see you soon. Until next time.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.